Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with Central Panthers head wrestling coach Luke Gramke the day after the state tournament. Coach Gramke, congratulations on the finish. I was just hoping that you could talk a little bit about your five state medalists, starting with Rex Bryson, sophomore. What was his year like? What was his finish like? What makes him the stud that he is?
He had a terrific season. At the beginning of the year, he was a returning state finalist, had one loss, and that was last year in the state finals. Coming into this year, we knew that he was, you know, going to be one of the favorites to be staying on top of that podium. At the end of the state tournament, he, throughout the season, took one loss to a terrific Class 4 kid named Malachi Ryder out of Nixa, who is a Kentucky state champion that moved here last year at some point, and he's a terrific wrestler and lost a close decision to him. And then going to the state tournament, we felt comfortable and confident. Unfortunately, things didn't go our way in that semifinals match, and that's what put him in that third place match where he was able to get the fall, ultimately, you know, needing those team points to secure a third place victory as a team. But as it stands, he terrific wrestler, great season. I know he's frustrated and he's not happy or satisfied with leaving with a third place medal. So I know he's going to be highly motivated over the course of the summer and these next few months to make sure he doesn't have to have that feeling again.
Thank you, sir. How about Charlie Robinson? Placed fourth at state as a freshman.
He was a lot of fun this season. He came in not necessarily raw, but some of the things that we were wanting to do in the room was different than what he had done in the past. And seeing him blossom throughout the year and gain more comfortability and more confidence in some of our core positions was fun. It was every single week we got to see him progress and get a little bit better at the small details. And he, you know, coming away with a state medal in a very tough 126-pound bracket, it's impressive for a freshman. And lost a close one in the semifinals, lost by a point to a quality kid out of Rockport, and then was able to come back fight his way back and had a good match in that third place match, but ultimately lost to a terrific wrestler in Strope from Fatima.
Yes, sir. How about Wyatt Atkinson, a junior who placed fourth this year?
Wyatt had a terrific season. Coming into the year, he was definitely not satisfied with his performance last year at the state tournament. He wanted to be standing on that podium. So it wasn't a goal of his to make it to the state tournament this year. He wanted a medal. Close loss in the semifinals and a close loss in that third place match. But he wrestled well. It's never a lack of effort on his part. He just, you know, score too few points, and that's all right. So it's okay to get beat at wrestling sometimes. That's going to happen if you're in the sport long enough. He had a terrific season. He had some marquee wins throughout the year, and he is a tough and dangerous matchup for anybody and everybody. He is unbelievably strong. He's got the funky shoulders that most wrestlers desire to have, and he's comfortable in the most uncomfortable positions. That gives us the freedom and flexibility as coaches to sit in the corner and enjoy the show, and that's what we got to do all season long was get to go ooh and ah whenever he would do some cool stuff.
Sir, if you don't mind, how did his motivation show?
How did his motivation show?
Yes,
he puts himself in some precarious positions and uncomfortable positions where I'd be crying and tapping out, and to wrestle through those positions, you don't do that, you know, on accident. You do that through effort, and you do that through being confident in your skill set.
Did that motivation come out in leadership in the room any, or I don't know if I'm phrasing that right, but
yeah, he's a great teammate. You know, terrific cradler, and he's one of the individuals that when we're trying to game plan for other people, that his skill set is so hard for other schools to replicate. He's nice to have in the room because he can do some cool things, and that allows his teammates to prepare for different wrestlers, different body types, different styles.
Thank you, sir. And how about Weston Ward, placed fifth and is a senior?
Yep, he is a four-time state medalist.
Yes, sir.
Very fortunate to have him in our room for the past 4 years, and he did a great job this season being a leader throughout our warm-ups and over the course of the summer, making sure people were going to be at open mats. And he had a tough bracket. He wrestled well to secure that fifth-place medal, and him getting bonus on the backside really allowed us to stay in that third place position. Every point mattered, but, you know, him getting a lot of bonus points really beneficial for us.
And if I'm correct, he is your only graduating senior of the medalists. What are going to be some of your fond memories of 4 years of Weston Ward?
Oh, respectfully. His scrambling ability and trying to convince him that he is good from every position. And one of my favorite matches of his was probably the quarterfinals last year. He hit a splaydel right off the bat. That was fun. His semifinals match, he was in it last year. He was wrestling from behind, was able to secure the fall. It was kind of a back-and-forth match. This year, him getting the fall in his fifth-place match was meaningful for us. That is big team points for us, and as a leader and as a senior, outgoing senior, you always want to see them win their last match in a Centralia singlet, and he was able to do that. So that's probably what I'm going to take away most, is him being able to score some team points there for us at the end, and him going out with a win.
Are we likely to see him wrestling further in college or anything?
We don't know yet. He's definitely interested in it. I know there's been a few schools that have reached out and talked to him. I think he's kind of looking at what his options are.
And last but not least, sir, Ian Tuggle, fifth place medalist and a junior.
Yep. Right off the bat, when brackets came out, we knew we had a favorable draw and we were excited about it. And unfortunately, took a tough loss in the quarterfinals, which put him on the backside a lot sooner than he wanted to be. And we addressed some of the issues with that. I think he was, you know, it's first time state qualifier, little nerves, a little excitement, anxiety, adrenaline, whatever it might be. He just didn't wrestle how he was capable of wrestling in that quarterfinals match. And he was able to prove that, because that same individual is the one that he beat for the fifth place medal. So he avenged the early loss later on the tournament in that fifth place round, pinning him. So that was, I'm glad he was able to do that and prove to himself that he is better than what he was capable, or what he was demonstrating in that quarterfinal match.
Thank you, sir. Any parting thoughts on the season? To me, to quote one of my betters, some people called it a rebuilding season. I think the phrase reloading might be more accurate.
Yeah, kids kind of took a little offense to it. I mean, our coaches were talking to us at the beginning of the year and talking about, you know, some of these teams that were going to be able to make a run. We were never even in the conversation. Nobody entertained the idea that we were going to be capable of putting together a team that we did. And us walking away with a third-place trophy is just kind of a testament to how our community views wrestling, how our youth program has been producing and producing and producing. And when we get kids in the high school room, they're used to winning, so they continue that trend.
Respectfully, I'm having a hard time coming up with any area program that has produced 5 state plaques in 5 seasons. The closest one might be a certain baseball program that hasn't done that in probably a decade. But I can't think of anybody else. If we call that success, I can't think of anybody that's achieved that.
I don't know. I know we have great working, hardworking kids.
The family atmosphere that you promote, both among the players and the coaches and together. Because you've built a staff and you let them do what they do best.
Well, the way I see it is, one, our wrestling community is awesome. And from our youth coaches who put their heart and soul into the program, and they've been doing it for a long time, and they get great numbers out, and they get the kids to stay out. In our area, we have a plethora of wrestling opportunities to get better in whichever route you might take, whether it's Pearl or Sammy Henson with Bull Trained or Mike Ironman with Ironman Elite. We have a lot of opportunities to get better wrestling in our area. And then, I mean, at the high school level, we just have coaches that care, and I think that's the recipe for success.
Thank you very much, Coach Luke Gramke, and thank you for a wonderful season.